This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Let's go to the hotline and bring in a man who's right now very hot in social media, and that would be the longtime Indianapolis Kicker from Plum in West Virginia, the one and only Pat McAfee. Hello, Mr. McAfee. How are you?
I'm excellent, Pump. How are you, boss man?
I'm doing good. I'm glad we got you on here. We're having some technical stuff here, but we got to figure it out. So how does someone in your position leave 2 years and $6 million on the table at age 29? I think a lot of people were really shocked by that.
Well, I think a lot of people are shocked by it, and I think a lot of my family and friends were shocked by it whenever I told them that was the plan as well. But the NFL was amazing. I was so happy to play in the NFL, lucky to play in the NFL. It's a cool league, and I got everything that I could have ever asked out of the NFL. I got a chance to take care of my family. I gave my dad a business last year. My mom works for him. My brother works for him. I got them a house. Got everybody taken care of. I was supposed to get everybody taken care of, and now I'm just out here having a good time and enjoying my life. And the NFL was amazing, but I'm very, very much excited to wake up in the morning and go to work with some of my best friends and just create happy and hopefully funny content on a daily basis.
From Pro Bowl punter to a COO of a sports website, which is pretty hot right now in Barstool Sports, Heartland is what you run. And I noticed it's a 10,000-foot office space you have. So I guess you guys are doing pretty well right off the bat.
Well, it doesn't mean we're doing well. It means I went all in. It means I went all in early, Pomp, all right? So we just wanted to make a content creation paradise. And in Indiana, I don't want to say things are cheap, but we got a really good deal on an incredible space. We got a basketball court in there, a large green screen room, podcast, TV studio. We're just trying to keep up with the bigwigs like old Pompiani, but we're just having a good time creating stuff.
You picked a bad day to use that analogy. We're having microphone issues. Everything's falling apart.
Well, we experienced that too.
Yeah, it's all live television, live web, whatever the case may be. So now that you're out of football, I want to ask you about something that I saw you tweet not too long ago about. You decide, okay, I'm done, so I can try a forbidden drug, Adderall. Did you actually do that?
Oh yeah,
you did that.
Yeah. The day after I retired, the day after I announced my retirement, we had like a press push. Basically, everybody wanted to do interviews. So I had like a 13-hour day down at the Super Bowl. And one of the guys that I work with now was like, you ever tried Adderall? I was like, no, never. He's like, wait till you try it. Here you go. And it was, I felt like I could run through a brick wall, Pompiani. So I found out quickly and understood why it is a performance-enhancing drug in the NFL's eyes. And I don't take it anymore. I've tried it like probably five times. But boy, I felt like I could run through a wall, Pomp. I mean, it's just as simple as that. It was a beautiful day, and I just sent out a tweet, and boy, I got picked up in a pretty quick. And that's the way the internet is, though. The internet is anything can go viral at any time. That's why you always got to watch your ass, and you just got to keep it moving.
That's what I'm saying. You know exactly that. But I remember as a player, you spent what 8 years in the league. You were random tested a lot, not unlike James Harrison. And I told Chris Boswell last year after he kicked all those kicks in the postseason, you're going to get tested pretty soon here with a random test. How many times did you get tested?
I got tested often. I mean, it was one of those things where it started to become like a compliment. It was if I didn't get tested, it was like I had a bad game. So it was one of those things where early in my career, not so much, and then as I got later and I started doing some cool stuff with footballs and hitting them a hell of a long way, these random drug tests just started popping up. Vinatieri started getting tested after it because he's 40. He's almost 60 years old. He's out there kicking field goals. He's starting to get random drug tests. It's becoming a bit of a game almost between the players in the NFL, but I appreciate it and respect it. I think you should keep the game clean. I think it's detrimental to the value of the NFL to keep it a clean sport, so I respect and appreciate it. But damn, that randomness wasn't too random at the end of my career there, Pop.
No, if they're going to keep doing it, and you made the right choice, it seems like you have everything in order here to go on to your next career, whatever that may be, and hopefully it's going to be good here for you at Barstow. I want to ask you about some other questions I have for kickers. We get into this debate all the time about kickers being in the Hall of Fame. I support kickers if they're good enough to be in the Hall of Fame. You'd be surprised how many people who do not respect the position and say, no, they're just kickers. How do you feel?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of guys. A stereotype happens for a reason, right? There's a lot of flaky kickers back in the day. I got a chance to work with the greatest of all time in Adam Vinatieri, and I also got to work with a guy who was in the league for 20 years, Matt Stover. And you're talking about Matt Stover and Adam Vinatieri are two polar opposite human beings. I think there's a lot of kickers that are just out there collecting a paycheck, trying not to get hurt, praying that they're making a kick every single time. And then there's guys that are actual athletes and competitors that are out there trying to bury the game and try to win for their team. So I understand the people that don't have a lot of respect for punters and kickers, because the punters and kickers they probably encountered but like Adam Vinatieri is definitely going to be a Hall of Famer. And you're talking about just one of the most competitive humans on earth. He's in shape. He's 44. He still benches like 260, 270. It's just, you're talking about, it's a different era of kickers and punters, although there are still some terrible ones. But I think nowadays it's, the Hall of Fame is more so an accomplishment thing. And I think if you can be in the league for 20-plus years, win Super Bowls, win games, go through 20 training camps, deal with injuries, deal with everything, I think you deserve to be in the honor of all the other Hall of Famers. And that's, Vinatieri is going to be the next guy in. He absolutely deserves it.
We're speaking with one and only Pat McAfee here on the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. So, Pat, is there a comeback down the road for you? Will you ever maybe think about coming back? And the itch returns.
I don't know. I got a chance to watch this preseason so far, and it's been real nice not to have to worry about a guy missing a tackle, losing a worthless game, losing a friend to an injury, and then having to be miserable the entire next week. The last couple of years of my career there, we had a lot more losses than at the beginning of my career. Boy, it's a miserable situation when you're in the NFL and your team's not doing well. So the return, I wouldn't say there's a 0% chance, because if this all comes crashing down, which is possible, I probably could still kick a football at an NFL level for the next 10 years or so. But the goal is that it never, ever happens, and that I just continue to ride this wave of fun and content creativity and busyness just all the way to the beach someday when I retire.
Well, the way it's going, that could be sooner than later. So you're 30 now, right?
Yeah, I'm 30. I'm an old soul, though, man. I ran hard there for the first.
Well, I know about some of the West Virginia. You went to West Virginia University. You had fun. I know that. So
yeah, it was back in our heyday too, when we were number one in the party school rankings for four straight years while I was there. I don't want to take all the credit, but I feel like I helped, Bob.
Well, listen, I'm glad Twitter wasn't invented when we were young, myself I'm talking about, because there are certain things out there that I don't think anyone, you know how a picture can say the wrong things, and luckily that never had to come out. So you're 30, what are you going to be doing in 10 years from now? Look into your crystal ball.
Pomp, I have no clue, man. There's so many things on my checklist of life that I have to accomplish. I want to be a WWE wrestler. I want to have a morning show on a regular basis. I want to invest in a company and do well. I want to start more companies. There's so many things I want to do. I couldn't even tell you what's going to be happening in 2 years from now, let alone 10 years. But I do know every morning I wake up, I'm just trying to take over the world, like all of us.
Well, the way you're going to. I want one final thing for you. I remember last year you came to Heinz Field. You completed a pass, I recall, and all of a sudden the McGregor walk comes out of you. So tonight, McGregor is fighting, and he's taking on Mayweather. So I know you're a fight fan. What do you think?
Well, that was at Lucas Oil, actually. It wasn't in Heinz Field. All of my memories in Heinz Field are terrible ones, and that completion was a positive one. But so McGregor took that walk from Vince McMahon, And Floyd Mayweather took his entire gimmick from Ric Flair. So you're talking about two wrestlers here in entertainment history. I think Mayweather's obviously going to win because every combat sport person expert has said that McGregor has no chance. But I enjoy the thought of this Irish dude who's so ridiculously cocky going into a sport he's never done before and beating the greatest of all time. I'm all about that fairy tale, but I just don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I happen to be alongside for that view. Hey, listen, Pat, I really do appreciate the time. Hopefully we can hook up again. Look forward to your success on Barstool Heartland. And when you get to Pittsburgh, look me up. I'd like to go out and talk.
Hey, I would love that, Pomp. Having a beer with one of my childhood TV heroes? Yeah. I mean, you got to be kidding me. That would be awesome.
Yeah, now you're really making me feel old. I appreciate that. So,
yeah, I remember when I was like 4 years old, Pomp, looking at you on TV, man. That was awesome. Yeah.
And that made you get into kicking. There you go. That's all. Pat, thanks, man. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thank you, Pomp. Have a great weekend.
All right, that's Pat McAfee, and you can follow him at Pat McAfee Show and also Barstool Sports, and he's really got a perfect personality for that.